This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
It's been more than 200 days and still no word from Rhapsody. So you know what they say? Desperate times call for desperate measures. A cappella this time. Is the mood right? In the moonlight? It's the perfect state of being. We should unite. Come on, let's enjoy the view from a new height. You can be my forbidden fruit, baby. Let's food fight. Let's kiss and make up, drift and wake up to breakfast in bed, sipping K-cups. You know I love you best, missing makeup. My diamond girl with no trips to Jacob, diving for my pearl, then I kiss my way up. Forget sleep, baby girl, let's stay up. All nighters with a songwriter, silhouettes by the bonfire. Just let the stars guide us. Unforgettable love, baby, no Alzheimer's. Of all rhymers, who better than he? Trust me, I'm the living proof if you have yet to believe. I'm trying to show you, girl, I'm gifted, you have yet to receive. It's J. Dot, you won't regret staying connected with me. I mean, for real. Hi, Rhapsody.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, right? We gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
All up in her vibe, something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more likely that you notice heat. When I'm warm, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I want to shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Make you feel that way. Yes, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I must thank you first and foremost for spending a little time with me. Let me get off my chest whatever's been going on this week. You know what we do. It's very random here, but if you're here listening and spending time with me, I really appreciate it. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And that means a lot. So, played that clip in memory of Gift of Gab from Blackalicious. He passed away this week. That song in particular, and I know like true hip hop heads are probably laughing at me for this because I came, you know, I was a little late to the party on the Blackalicious thing. But I remember distinctly when I heard that song, which is what made me seek out that group and figure out who these guys were. That song was playing during a scene in Brown Sugar. And, it just hyped that scene. Like that's such a dope movie for me. And that is a very memorable moment within that movie. And that was the first time I ever heard Blackalicious, first time I ever heard Gift of Gab. And, dope artist. From what I understand, he was also, you know, in the recovery community, made an entire album about it. And, definitely will be missed. And I just felt the need to start the episode off by at least acknowledging the fact that we lost him this week. So, yeah, rest in peace, Gift of Gab. You all appreciate it. Other than that, let's see. I did realize that I'm super old and more hip-hop news. What is it? Reasonable Doubt turned 25 this week. There's some controversy about, like, Dame Dash trying to sell the album. I don't know. I don't know all of that stuff. I just know I'm old as fuck. If Reasonable Doubt is 25 years old, I could say, you know, that's like, that's definitely one of the albums that made me want to like do music. Jay-Z was just the coolest person in the world to me. And it was something about the way he put together words and the references that he used and his wordplay that was just different. And I wanted to do that. So, a couple of, you know, crazy, very significant, poignant moments in hip-hop for me that were referenced this week. I don't know. I do want to like shift gears in the episode a little bit because I don't know, somehow it's starting off on a downward spiral that I wasn't trying to go down. I don't know, it's been an interesting week. This is my week without my daughter. I did get to see her for a little bit on Tuesday. We spent some time together. You know, she stayed with me while I worked, so it wasn't as much as the of the interaction that we normally have, but we did spend some time together. So I don't have my chef release update, but I figure, you know, she's the most interesting thing in my life, and y'all seem to like it when I talk about her. So I could tell stories about my daughter regardless of whether I saw her this week, because there's plenty to talk about. So yeah, man, let me just talk about, I guess, like, fears as a parent. Like, you know, I know for most of us growing up, you know, stranger danger was a thing, and not talking to strangers and being very careful about, like, you know, just engaging random adults in random places. And I don't know, my daughter doesn't have that at all. And I don't know if I'm supposed to teach it to her or not. Like, Texas and Austin is so much different than DC. Like, you know, like when I first moved here, it has taken me almost 8 years to just get used to the fact that people talk to each other here and they don't do it maliciously or, you know, trying to distract you from something, or they're not trying to run game. Like, people just, they just talk. Like, they just want to get to know you. And I still have, like, some of my paranoia bag going when people start talking to me. I'm not sure about their intentions. But at least, as my mother likes to remind me, is a natural-born Texan. And so she don't have none of that. And she makes friends, like, super quick. She'll talk to anybody. And especially when she's in a good mood. So, you know, we had the Juneteenth party. And out at the pool, I got her the floaties. And she was actually able to, like, explore the full length of the pool. So she was in a super good mood. Like, she was everywhere in that pool doing everything. In fact, like, she took it upon herself, which bothered me as a black person. She took it upon herself to, like, clean the pool. So, like, anywhere she saw a leaf or something, like, she gathered it up and then she make it her way to the edge of the pool and put it on the side of the pool. And she was, like, cleaning the pool for free. And so I don't know, you know, I'm racially sensitive that way. It's just like, she just settled into this service position, which, and doing it for free. It raised a couple red flags. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. She was definitely in a good mood. And so, you know, she was in her friendly bag. Like, she just wanted to talk to people. And that's scary for me because, you know, they're predators out here. And you're supposed to, you know, try to protect your kids from that. And at the same time, you don't want to kill that, like, I don't know, that her natural charisma and her ability to, like, get people to, like, everybody loves my daughter. She's just, like, the coolest kid. So, anyway, she's in the middle of exploring the pool and having a great time, daddy-daughter time. We're the only people down there, so, you know, we're really just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, like, this young, you know, white girl came out there. And when I say young, I mean, like, late 20s, nothing, you know, nothing illegal, but, you know, like, late 20s. And she came out, like, I mean, just to keep it 100, she came out, you know, double cheeked up, everything out, you know, very weird. You know, my daughter's there. I'm not trying to be that kind of dude, and I'm not that kind of dude, but it was noticeable. Like, I definitely took notice of it. And then, like, next thing I know, she and Elise had become, like, best friends. Like, they talking about everything. Like, my daughter's talking her ear off, and she's, like, eating it up and, you know, and re-engaging her. And they talking about sharks, and they talking about SpongeBob and all kinds of other dumb shit, you know. And it scared the fuck out of me. Like, it really did scare me on a couple levels. Like, one, I've said this before, I don't like being alone around white women. And I definitely don't like being alone around scantily clad white women. Like, that bothers me. That's not a position I want to be in, you know. You know, I wasn't necessarily alone. My daughter was there, but she's a little too young to, like, testify if they try to pin something on me or something like that. You know, I don't think she qualifies as a character witness. I don't think it would work out. And I think about these kind of things, you know. And so I was scared for that reason. And then two, you know, I've seen Get Out, and I don't remember them having, like, an age restriction or anything on who they take, you know. I don't know, some of these people could be looking for a do-over or something, looking to have a second chance of life in something exotic. I don't know. But these are real concerns for a black dad when like white people are overly friendly to my little girl, and she's just and out of nowhere, like out of nowhere. It was, I don't know, it was super weird. On that topic, fun fact, I break teacups on sight. I just need you to know that, like, just immediately. I see a teacup, I'm smashing it immediately. No questions asked, you know. I love tea. Y'all know this if you listen to the show, but I drink my tea out of a mug. I would suggest you do the same if you're around me. You know, you pulling out a teacup or using your spoon and doing too much clanking, that might get a hot tea splashed in your face. I'm just saying, you know, these are concerns that I have. I'm making you aware. I'm dead serious, too. I'm like a bull in a china shop. You know, that's me. Don't take me antiquing or nothing like that without bail money, because I'm going to do some damage. I'm scarred by that shit. Like, it's going to happen. Recipe for disaster. But anyway, we survived a little run-in with the white girl. You know, her name was Tori, by the way. She's a Sagittarius. I believe her birthday was 12th. This is how much I got to know about her. My daughter and I are both Sagittarius, so that was a topic we got to share. And I never know if like women are flirting with me or not. It seemed kind of weird because she spent way too much time around my daughter and I. She was like helping her clean the pool too, and like bringing sticks, and then she was like asking me about, you know, what apartment I live in, and like where my apartment is in relation to hers, and if my daughter lived with me and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. She was either pulling a Karen on me and trying to make sure I actually lived there. These are thoughts that go through my head. Or she was, I don't know. The cheeks was out. She did some sunbathing on her stomach. Like I'm saying, I was looking, but I wasn't looking. Like my daughter was there, but I don't know. I never know how to, I don't catch hints. I'm not good with that. I used to tell my ex-wife that, like, subtle hints don't work. Obvious hints don't work. Beat me over the head, hints don't work. If you want me to know something, you're going to have to say it. And these days, in the age of consent, you might have to write it down and sign it before I make a move. You know, like, it's not happening to me, too. Bad joke. But I worked on that one for a while, so I couldn't just let it go. Anyway. Yeah, you know, serious concerns as a parent, and my daughter being friendly and growing up around like people and cultures that I don't necessarily fully understand. So it's hard for me to interpret, you know, some of the things that happen or people's response. Like, I just, I don't know. I'm a very quiet to myself person. My daughter is not that way, and that fits better in down here. Like, people are not quiet and to themselves. They want to get to know you. And I don't know, I still don't understand why. I still don't understand why you want to get to know me so bad. It scares me, and it definitely scares me for my little girl. Speaking of things that scare me, if you follow me on social media at all and you were paying attention early one morning this week, because I never mentioned it again, it was like one brief tweet, you'll know that I recently just surrendered my patio to a spider. Like, it's there. Patio, I wasn't using it no more. I gave up. I know it wasn't the most masculine thing I've ever done, but I don't do bugs. And if there's one bug above them all that I don't fuck with, it's spiders. I just don't. And it's been weird because, you know, recently Elise has been preaching for whatever reason. I don't even know where this came from. I don't remember sharing with her my arachnophobia or anything, but she just preaches to me all the time, like spider tolerance or whatever. For months now, she's been doing this shit. Like, she's been telling me how they eat the other bugs and they're friendly and a bunch of other horse shit. Like, just like she's been really on some PETA for spiders. Or I don't know what it is. I don't know where this came from. Like, who put the bug in her ear about spiders? But it's been a thing for like a minute. So, I mean, I've been playing into it. I've been trying to, you know, be cool about the spider thing. Like, as long as they not fucking with me, I'm not fucking with them. And, you know, luckily this is a, you know, new apartment. You know, I'm the first tenant to have been here, so it's not a lot of bug issues. I don't have any spiders in the house, so it hasn't been anything I've had to deal with, like, on a direct level. I've been able to just play it off like, yeah, they cool. And if I saw one, I'd, you know, get the cup and help it back outside or all that other, you know, just parents lie to their kids. These are facts. But I even bought her like some Anansi books, you know, Anansi, the trickster god from, I'm going to go ahead and say Africa. I want to say Ghana, but I feel like I get more of a pass if I use broad strokes and just nail the continent. You know, if I try to miss the bullseye and hit the country, you know, it's probably not going to go over well. And it's probably even more specific than that. Like, it's probably not even just Ghana. It's like a specific group or tribe. So I'm digging a hole, but let's get out of that one. But anyway, spiders. Back to spiders, right? Got one on the patio. And it's large enough. It's a large enough spider that it's their patio. It's the spider's patio at this point. I'm a grown ass man, and I wasn't going out there. Like, I was out there one morning, I was sipping some tea, I was, you know, doing my new thing that I do, sip tea and watch the sun come up and shit like that. And it took like the sun reaching a height in which there was enough light for me to see, but just right off to my left was this big ass spider in the web, just like chilling. And that was the last time I went out there. So anyway, my daughter comes over, Elise comes over, and her room is like right next to the patio. And I told her about the spider. I told her there was a spider out there, because she's saying that, you know, just had this thing, you know, about spiders. So it felt like I had something cool to share. Like, hey, speaking of spiders, it's a big ass one on the patio. And so I told her about that. And she hasn't given a shit about the patio the whole time we've been here. Like, I think I was, you know, super psyched to show it to her when she first got here. And I took her out there and I was trying to talk to her about patio safety and you never come out here without me and blah, blah, blah. And she could care less. She really could care less. Turn on YouTube, Slick Slime Sam. She got some kinetic sand in here that she plays with. She'll draw, she'll do whatever. She ain't really concerned about that patio. But all of a sudden, there's a spider out there, and she can sense some fear. And dad, regarding this spider, it's a thing. Now she got to go out there, she got to see it, you know. So now the spider on the patio became like a thing. And if you add to all of this the fact that I have been talking about for a while, like, I want to throw a tea party. I want to throw a grown-up tea party. I don't drink, but, like, I'm big into these teas, so I want to throw a party. I'm going to make a whole bunch of different teas for people, iced tea, hot tea, whatever. I'm going to do all these little varieties of flavors, and we can get some cards, some spades or something going, some music, and just sit around and be grown-ups drinking tea, talking shit. Like, guys, you know, fully embracing the bouginess, but this is going to be, like, the most niggerish tea party of all time, but I'm trying to set it up. And I know that hanging out on a rooftop patio was going to be a thing for that. So now, like, my daughter is super interested in the patio all of a sudden, and then I want to throw this party, and I know everybody's going to want to go out there. Side note real quick, ladies, I don't know if your friends do this to you, but as a dude, you can't be proud of nothing around your friends, because they will make you hate it eventually. I think, like, wife and kids are off limits. You can be proud of those things. You still might get some, like, lucky he's a family guy, like, type of shit thrown at you. But they ain't gonna talk about them too much. But I made the mistake of mentioning this rooftop patio situation when I was apartment hunting. And of course, like, that then became the only thing anybody ever talked about when the topic of me and my new apartment was coming up. You know, and now, you know, so now I know if I'm having this party, like, all people have heard about the entire time they knew I was moving out and getting my own place was this rooftop patio. So that's definitely going to be the thing that people want to see. And it's like I got the option of, like, canceling this party, or I'm going to have to, like, spend the whole night deflecting the situation. Like, you know, what is it about patios that y'all people are so obsessed with? Like, you act like you never been on a patio before. Like, it's nothing a fucking interest out there. You know, play the cards, stick your head out the window if you need to smoke. Like, just stop talking about patios. Patios, patios, patios. Let it go. Like, that's what I'm imagining this party being like. So I had to make a decision. My daughter wants to go out there, say hi to the spider. Even she got a little freaked out when she went out there and saw how big it was. So, you know, it was decision time. Like, I had to man up. I had to decide once and for all that the spider had to go. Like, I want my patio back. I got furniture out there. I paid for it. It built this little dumbass web, like, right over top of one of my chairs and, like, blocking me from getting to the other one. You know, it's like the spider had roped off a whole half of the patio, like the VIP section or something. It had to stop. We had to get past it. So, see, it became a war on spiders in here. I Googled some shit about, like, how to get rid of them, because I really didn't want to physically engage the spider. Like, whatever I did was going to have to be some sort of long-range tactic to get rid of this thing. I was trying to do this from as far away from the spider as I possibly could be. In my mind, like, at any distance, it could just leap out the web into my face. I don't know what was going to happen after that, but because that's where the nightmare ended. I usually woke up at that point. But it had to be long range. So I looked up some stuff about, like, smells and things that they don't like. And a couple of the things I had, they mentioned, like, vinegar and peppermint happened to be on the list of like, smells and stuff that they don't like repel spiders. So I get a spray bottle. I load it up with vinegar and peppermint. Like, we mixing them both. Like, I got them both. We doing them both. Not one or the other. Like, the spider got to go. So I go out there. I gear up for it. Decide, like, you know, we're going to go handle this right now. I load the spray bottle up. I step out on the patio. Spider wasn't out there. The web was up, though. So I'm like, all right, we're going to do psychological warfare. We're going to do this, you know, 90s South Central drive-by style. Like, I'm just going to shoot the house up. Like, so I wet that web up, you know, floor to ceiling, everything. Like, just spray, spray, spray everywhere. Like, in my mind, I can imagine him, like, coming back home after wherever he was, and just seeing the damage. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. This neighborhood's gone to shit. But, so I'm just spraying so that the patio smells like minty pickles or something. Like, it's the weirdest smell ever, vinegar and peppermint. And I'm on the roof, so I can only imagine, like, what my neighbors were thinking. The smell had to be, like, wafting everywhere. I'm using this spray bottle, and there's a little bit of wind out there, so it's catching the spray and just blowing it. So it's just minty pickles everywhere. Whatever. I don't know. What could you attribute that to? If you just all of a sudden caught a whiff of, like, peppermint and vinegar, what would be your first thought? What was going on? Would you think you was having a stroke or something? Like, what? I don't know. Anyway. But, so I sprayed it up. And I come back later. And I still don't see the spider, but I couldn't tell if it was gone. Like, I couldn't risk it not being gone. Like, the web was still there. And in my mind, like, unless I knew, I don't know. The only way I was going to know the spider was gone would be to destroy the web. And then if it didn't get built back the next day, then I could assume it was gone. Other than that, like, I felt like I would go out there chilling, thinking everything was cool. And then he'd be like rain down from the ceiling or something. Maybe him and his spider buddies would, you know, do some paratrooper type attack. And who knows what kind of sounds would have came out of me at that point. So it wasn't something I could risk. So I got a broom and I knocked the whole web down. Right. So next morning, I'm feeling good. In my mind, you got to be gone. I did the whole minty pickles thing, sprayed everything down. So I'm going back out on my patio, going to drink my tea and celebrate my victory. So I open the door, I head out there, and dude is like dead center of the web. Like, what's good? You know? So at this point, it became like, I don't know. Like, He had to go. So I got the spray bottle again. This time I took it off the mist and did like the stream. And so, like, we out there like in a shootout. Like, I'm spraying him. He ducking behind cover. I can't see where he went, so I'm ducking. And I wait to see like a leg or something peek out, and then I spray down that section, and then he dipped back behind. It was a whole, we had a whole shootout for like 20 or 30 minutes before I ran out of ammo. And then so I went back inside at that point. So we back to Minty Pickles and me and this spider having a fucking, I don't know, gang war on my patio. It's, and I'm having all kinds of thoughts about this. Like in my mind, I'm like, why is he not like tired of this? Like at this point, like who would stick around if your home life was this like, chaotic? Like if every time you came home, somebody was shooting up your house and trying to kill you every day. Like, wouldn't you just move? Like, this is legit what's going on in my house. Like what attachment does he have to this patio? Did he grow up here? Did they knock down his mama web to build my patio or something? Like, is this like a family ancestral, burial ground or something? Like, what is it that he's attached to this patio for that he just won't leave, man? Like, he just won't fucking leave. So, it got to the point where I realized I had to kill him. Like I had to kill him. And maybe at the end of the day, that's what he wanted. Maybe this whole thing was like, suicide by tenant or some shit. I don't know. Cause he could have just walked away. Like he could have just left. That was what I was trying to do. This was supposed to be psychological, but he made it real. So anyway, I geared myself up again. Spray bottle, broom, whole deal. I went out there one more time. And I swear like he knew that this was it. Because when I left, like, he had been tucked away. And he had been tucked away for a minute. Like, felt like that shootout took something out of him. And he, like, dipped off. Like, it's not safe for me to be in the middle of the web. I'm going to chill over here. But when I went out there this time, for the showdown at the OK Corral, he was dead center again. Just like, let's go. And when I started firing, like he didn't dip off to the mid to the edge or try to go behind the railing or anything this time. Like he took it like a G. Like I think he was trying to get to the ground. In my mind, he was trying to get to the ground so he could come toward me. Maybe he wasn't a leaping spider. He needed to get to the ground so he could crawl toward me. So that's what he was trying to do. And I just kept going with the Minty Pickle spray until he hit the ground. And then I hit him way more times than necessary with the broom. Really because I couldn't put a lot into it because I was trying to be far enough back that he couldn't get to me. So I was like using all my forearm strength to try to beat this thing to death from a distance. And, I eventually believe I got him just to be safe. I swept him completely off the roof because I don't do zombies and shit like that. So he's gone, man. And a part of me, mourns for him, I feel like I need to go out there and pour something out for him, Like, he went out like a soldier. And I wish it didn't have to go down like that. But they did, man. But I got my patio back, so I guess the tea party's on, I don't know. Conquering fears over here. Parental and, what's the word for it? I want to say insectual, but that sounds horrible. arachnophobia, whatever it is, we conquering fears over here. But that's been my week, man. That's been my week. I don't know what else to talk about. I think that's gonna be, y'all done hang on there for enough for these random ass stories. My condolences to anybody that was affected by that building collapse in Florida. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget that. It feels like so much happens tragic, in a row these days, that I always feel like I'm forgetting something that, I want to speak to, but I just can't keep track of it all. But definitely, that's a rough situation. And I feel for anybody that was affected by that. I feel for anybody who sat and watched that Soulja Boy Bow Wow versus. It sounded like y'all, like it was lit, like it was a vibe. I'm trying to use the cool young kid words. I just can't see how it's possible. I grew up, maybe I was I too much of an adult? Nah, I was a kid when Bow Wow was, I guess, at his peak, and he seemed corny to me then. So I don't understand. And Soulja Boy I was way too grown for that bullshit. But yeah, I mean, if you enjoyed it, more power to you. If you was watching it so that you could get your 7 chuckles in, more power to you. I couldn't do it. I don't know what I was doing last night. It was something other than that, for sure. But yeah, with that said, I think that's all I got for this week. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Usual calls to action. You know, Zaya Fitness, hit him up. He's doing big things on Instagram. I think he got another business or something going. I'm going to have to get up with him so I can get the details on that and properly endorse him. But Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. You know, if you're looking to get your nutrition or your fitness goals reached, holler at my man. He can get you where you want to be. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, other than killing spiders on patios, ttcharities.org. Hit up the website. Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes, reposts, a retweet, a like. It all, you know, goes to a great place and to an organization dedicated to being their brother's keeper. So ttcharities.org. Hit them up. Do what you can. And then, as always, I got my merch on my websites, whatistws.com and definefunctional.com. Hit up the store. You know, get you some shirts. I got wall art. I got, you know, throw blankets, all kinds of, I forget, mugs. I forget the stuff I got up there, but I think the slogans and the logos are dope. Hit up the site, you know, purchase something if you feel inspired to do so. Use coupon code ALGORITHM, ALGORITHM, for 20% off your entire order. It's the summer of the algorithm. Do it for the algorithm, and or do it for Elise, whoever. That sounded bad. But yeah, with that said, I'm gonna let y'all go. We're gonna finish up. We started with the Gift of Gab, rest in peace to him. And then I think I'm gonna finish out. I wanted to keep doing the Skyzoo, you know, last call for alcohol thing. I think I'm gonna go back to that next week. But for this week, since it was the 25th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt, I wanted to do, you know, a piece from that. One of my favorites. One of the, again, one of the reasons why I wanted to rap. So with that being said, be safe. Be cool, be light, and I love y'all. Holla. Who want the best that we don't touch? Let us stack cheddars forever. Live treacherous, all the et ceteras. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance. Y'all niggas just rhyme. By the ounce, though, accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill three quarts of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck them, they hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days. Reflecting when my man laid up.